It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawksmith, Greg Pickle, looking at Penn State's quarterback situation. As promised, this is the start of a series where we're going to look at every position on Penn State's roster and try to assess the depth and where it's all going in 2018. And when where it's applicable, we'll look beyond the 2018 season as well. There's always it's always a fluid process to roster building. And I think we, following Penn State football through sanctions and everything, have learned that more than anything, how fluid it is, how difficult it is to try to assess and address your depth through your recruiting on the fly. You know, to try to get that 85 scholarships and try to make sure all your positions are where you want them to be. And I think for the most part, Greg, most of Penn State's positions are in okay shape. You know, you look at the linebacker position where there's still some question marks there. You look at the defensive tackle position where you're a little thinner on experience where than you used to be. The safety positions having to fill those two voids. But I walk away from, you know, the last week's roster update really believing that Lamont Wade can start for them and be a really good player for them. So I feel okay about there, too. We're going to start a quarterback. We're going to address all this stuff. So let's talk about quarterback. The depth chart is, you know, I think they've chased their own tail, really, since 2012, where you don't have anywhere near optimal depth there. You don't have certainly the five scholarship quarterbacks that James Franklin wants. And now you're in this position where you're hoping and praying as a Penn State fan perspective that you can take another step forward in that direction. A lot of that hinges on what Tommy Stevens is or is not going to do following the spring semester.
No question about it. I think the one thing to me, Dustin, is that James Franklin has talked so much about hoping to one point have five quarterbacks on his roster at any given time, scholarship quarterbacks, that is. And it's just, it's I don't know if it's possible in this day and age. I really don't. Guys want to play. The opportunity to transfer now more than ever is something that guys have. It's not like the old days where, you know, you didn't know what the situation might be at school X or school Y or school Z. Between the internet and the endless coverage that college football gets across the country and, you know, across whether you're a small FBS school or the biggest FBS school there is, everyone knows everything. The depth chart's clear. Situations are clear. There's so many different ways to get in touch with these guys, but whether you're, you know, through a high school coach, through the kid himself, whatever, DMs, etc. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that anymore, it's almost impossible to do that. And you're right. We'll have to wait and see what Tommy Stevens does. And again, this comes up almost every week. We won't know until the spring.
I don't think there really is anything to know at this point. There's a really good chance that Stevens is navigating this spring semester academically. You know, you graduate, which he's, I guess, on course to do, and it creates options for you. But again, we'll package these options around A, stay where you are, where I think you have a big-time comfort level with your coaches and your teammates, and you feel good on campus. You have all your social stuff going on.
Yep.
You know exactly what the situation is, which is going to require being that lion position for another year until you get that one shot. But I think that other guys have proven, if the NFL is a dream for you, if it's a consideration for you, if that's fueling your decision, you can get there on one season alone, especially when you're – college film has you doing all kinds of different stuff athletically.
I think the thing to me when it comes down to Tommy Stevens is that logic tells us he probably wants to play quarterback soon, which would if it was a percentage game, I would say the percentage is probably lean to him moving on after he graduates this spring and can, of course, transfer without penalty. He doesn't have to sit out a year because he is going to have that degree. But I think the thing to me is it's all about fit. And there's two things I think that are important when we talk about fit. Number one, so you know, the hot suggestion initially was that he was going to follow Joe Moorhead to Mississippi State. He's not. It's Nick Fitzgerald is the same situation there. So that doesn't make any sense. But then the other thing you talk about with Fit is this a guy that schools are certain? Like how long's his leash? So we know all these things he can do. We know how athletic he is. Dustin, can he play quarterback for a whole season when teams have film on him and he's not the decoy or the distraction or the secret weapon, if you will, however you want to describe what he's able to do and make an impact on the team? I don't think we know that. So how long of a leash does he have? Obviously, Penn State knows what he can do because they see it in practice. But from anyone that just watches the games and the opportunities that he's received, I don't think it's as clear-cut and as much of a guarantee as maybe it's made out to be. So I think fit is key. I don't think he's going to go to a school where there might be a guy or two waiting in the wings, and he might get the first shot. He might be promised the first shot, but if things maybe don't go so well, then he's back in a backup role. So I think there's just so many things to consider here. If the right fit doesn't come along, he's not going to leave. And I know that seems very simplistic, but I think it's worth remembering that, yes, the percentages definitely are skewed towards him probably leaving, but at the same time, I think that the right fit has to be there. And I don't know, when you look around college football, it's going to take a lot of work to find it, I think.
More risk, more reward, I think, with moving on. More a faster opportunity, probably, but more stability at home. Yeah, we'll see about Tommy Stevens. I think it's key to maintaining this trajectory where they're getting closer to having optimal depth. But if you take a guy like that out of the equation, then everybody's probably bumped into a role where James Franklin probably wouldn't ideally want them. We'll see.
Yeah.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show talking Penn State's quarterback depth chart, looking at the 2018 season. And I don't mean to bypass Trace McSorley completely to skip right to Tommy
Stevens. Yeah, we know what he is, though. Yeah.
You know what he is. He's a two-year starter. You understand what he brings to the table. Stevens is the big variable in the future of the depth chart. But mm-hmm. with Trace McSorley in 2018, I think the variable for him is what's life going to be like without Saquon Barkley. And I think there's a lot of sentiment out there that probably overstates how much McSorley needed Saquon Barkley in the first place. I think it helps everyone in the offense to have that kind of impact player that's puts pressure on defenses in every way imaginable, receiver, runner, power, finesse, shiftiness, all that stuff. It made everybody better, but I think if you're going to say that he had that big of an impact on Trace McSorley, I think you are discounting what Trace McSorley can do himself.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think the thing, too, is that we're going to hear this endless chatter over the next few months leading up to the season about Trace McSorley and the Heisman, this, that, and the other thing. Does he have odds that are where they should be? Is he being given enough respect? I know it's off-season fodder, and there's fair and good reason for it, but I don't think it matters. I mean, Penn State fans know what this guy can do. And Ricky Ronnie, I thought, put it pretty well after the Fiesta Bowl. He said, does he probably not get enough credit on the national stage? Yeah, but it was more or less, and Ricky, the great thing about Ricky Ronnie is he's so candid and he's so dry, and he was just more or less, his response was, what's it matter? Like, why do you guys worry about that so much? Because he was asked a lot. Joe Moorhead was asked about it a lot. Trace, of course, has been asked about it. Saquon Barkley's been asked about it. And Ricky Ronnie was just like, what's it matter, guys? So I think his point, there is that Penn State knows what he can do. Penn State fans know what he can do. I think that the kid obviously has had a terrific past and he has a bright future, and he's going to go out on a high note. There's no question about it.
So in some respects, the national stuff, it doesn't matter to the product on the field. It doesn't matter about Trace McSorley's fit in the offense. But for him, after the 2018 season, he can get a little bit more mystique with personnel evaluators in the NFL if he is in that Heisman conversation. And I think that his NFL future, Eric Galco was on with us, I think it was last summer.
Yes.
So he's really good and up-and-comer evaluating NFL draft talent. And he believed before last season that McSorley was an NFL candidate. And I think the barriers of the NFL with that size prototype is being thrown out the window one step at a time. I think it's a really interesting case study for Trace to see what happens with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, no.
I think Mayfield is more explosive in pretty much every way. Numbers are better and all that stuff too. Moves a little bit better. I think arm strength, it might, you know, he holds a bunch of tiny little edges. But if Baker Mayfield can be a first-round pick, for example, that leads me to believe that Trace McSorley can go higher than a lot of people think.
Yeah, and but I think the one thing with that Trace will have going for him that unfairly or fairly Baker does not is all the off-field issues, you know, or character concerns, I guess is how the scouting community refers to it. That's the only thing. But, yeah, you're right. I agree. If Mayfield goes, it doesn't have to be the first round. Even the second or the third round, I think it says a ton about Trace McSorley's potential. I know there's still a lot of people out there who think he has no NFL future, and they might be right, but I'll tell you what, kid's shown a lot. And if we know anything, it's that you can have the measurables, but you're not guaranteed to work out in the pros. There's a guy that used to play at Penn State that unfortunately has displayed that pretty much every week since he's been drafted.
Shane McGregor.
Yeah, right. Right.
Where you're going now.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, no, good. I'm glad we got that in there. But, but yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, you have guys that look like the surefire thing. And this goes back to recruiting rankings, too. People like to knock those. But, yeah, you're going to have some five-star guys that don't pan out. You're going to have some three-star guys that rise to the top. At the end of the day, Penn State will take a mixture of both. And will also, of course, try and get more of the five-stars and the three-stars. But, man, if you talk about the biggest impact of James Franklin's first year between the time he left Vanderbilt and the time the 2014 season started, it almost has to be getting Trace McSorley into the fold to flip from Vanderbilt to Penn State. Now, granted, the work they did before that was key, but yeah, it's been quite the ride for Trace and his family and for Penn State as well.
Yeah, the one thing that I'm interested in seeing is, can Penn State just do this and repeat it with anybody that they deem as a worthy piece to their puzzle?
Right.
Any of these quarterbacks, you know, how much of it is Trace McSorley? How much of it is the identification of players like him, and how can that keep the machine rolling? Because I do believe that, and we'll talk about him now, Sean Clifford, for example, is a guy that really fits the same mold as McSorley. The body dimensions are a little bit different. I looked at Sean Clifford's film and saw somebody who moved maybe a little bit better than Trace McSorley did, but you know, he's got the, you know, his health was an issue as a senior, and you know, I think you kind of worry about that a little bit. But I think just from a playing perspective, whenever his number is called next, his future kind of depends on what happens with Tommy Stevens. But whenever his number is called, I think he's going to be a really good player too.
I completely agree with you, Dustin. I think there's a reason he won so many games in high school. I guess the one thing to watch with him is he did have some injury issues at that level. They seem to have maybe followed him to Penn State a little bit. Hopefully he can get everything cleaned up over the course of the end of the season and also the offseason and be ready to go, at very least in a prominent scout team role in 2018, if not more. And then, of course, I guess we'll finish here with Will Levis, the new man on campus. Really like his film. I think if he played in a more, prominent, if you will, state. Yeah. I mean, it's not like Connecticut is considered a holy grail, but man, they have some good players come out of there over the last few years. I think he's the next one. There's no doubt about it. Great arm strength. The fact that he was one of the most athletic guys in the country at the Spark camp says a lot to me. So he's another one to keep an eye on as we move down the road as well.
I think Tommy Stevens is a candidate for this, but I think Will Levis very well could be the most athletic quarterback of the Franklin era. But he also, you know, he's a pass first, run second guy. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what Penn State's looking for. All right, moving on. We're talking some Penn State basketball. Patrick Chambers is going to join us in just a moment to talk about one of the hottest teams in the Big Ten, maybe the country too. Stick around.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.